Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. You can get us on the Odyssey app. The podcast will be there later on today. There's a big old red flag warning today until 6 p.m. this evening. It's going to be dry and very windy.
Yeah, I got two of those overnight. I got one that there was a frost advisory. I love it when my phone just like speaks up at 2 a.m. I got the frost advisory, and then at 3 a.m. I got the red flag warning.
Yeah, the frost thing's not all that uncommon this time of year up at the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
where
yeah,
you
it gets
live
a little chilly.
In that door there in
but
the tunnel.
But the winds are going to be nuts today.
Down here, I didn't see any frost this morning. But yes, the winds, 50 miles per hour. They're saying no burning, no mowing. Don't be mowing your yard today. None of that. And firearms. Don't be shooting outdoors.
I think you would be shocked. Have you guys ever mowed at night?
Like on the cusp, like dusk.
I think you would be shocked how many sparks your mower shoots out from little things. Because I've mowed at night at the cabin, right? And like literally like, like oh my god,
up.
Yeah.
Funny you say that because the last time I mowed, it wasn't at night, but I had left one of those metal stakes in the ground from where we put up the blow-ups.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. And they're only like, you know, about 5 inches long, but somehow it had worked its way out of the ground enough, couldn't see it, hit it with the mower. Jamie, I thought I'd ran over like, I don't know, a tractor or something.
An electrical wire.
It was so loud and the sparks flew. That's all it takes.
Yep.
That's all it takes. A mistake like that could start a wildfire today.
Yeah. So, and only smoke in your car, which is so nasty.
Oh, so gross.
Oh my God.
I can't believe people actually do that.
Me either. It's so nasty. Like smoking in your car. Just, God.
Toss that cigarette.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yep. Bad.
We're on fire. 50 mile per hour winds today.
It's so dry. I mean, it's so, because I was talking to the lady that does all my skin stuff, and she's like, you can't believe how many patients I'm seeing that, I mean, their skin is just like falling off. It's so dry. And that's, I feel like I need to like literally put a bath of like baby oil and baby lotion into my bathtub and just sit in it for a week. Yeah. And try to get some absorption, you know?
Skin's dry.
Yeah.
My boogers are dry.
Yep.
Everything's dry. All right, be careful today. It's windy right now.
It is.
When I came in, it was very windy out there, right?
Yeah.
All right, the update from the cruise ship is the Taylor Swift cruise. A lady jumped from the ship. They now confirm she jumped.
Again, there's no ties to Taylor Swift as far as she didn't endorse it. It's a promotion company that decided to put together with fans of Taylor Swift to put together a cruise.
Yeah.
And then she's 66, right?
I think so.
66-year-old woman jumped.
Here's the update.
I was coming out of the show, Mamma Mia. As I walked out of the theater, they were saying Oscar, Oscar, Oscar on the loudspeaker repeatedly. Not knowing what that was, I tried to go outside on the fifth deck, which the doors were closed. There was somebody guarding it, and everybody's yelling, somebody jumped. Went up to the top decks and just proceeded to see a search go on for, I stayed up there for a good 3 hours just watching, praying, and wondering what was happening. The Utopia of the Seas, which is another sister ship, came over, and we were both doing rotating searches along with a plane and a helicopter that came around midnight, and they're making a flower formation around both ships with four different little search boats out in the water. And we were there for a good 3 hours doing that kind of searching formation. Even passengers were out until 2 o'clock in the morning, just searching anywhere in the water for any signs of anything.
You can't see anything at that time of night.
Yeah.
And this lady jumping in, I think I read it was 17 miles north of Nassau where she jumped. And that's some deep water, too. So, and I think they're calling off the search today.
Wow. Yeah. So how did they realize that she jumped? Did somebody tell him?
I'm guessing they had it on camera.
Yeah.
And they saw it. Yeah. Somebody saw it from one of the camera rooms, and they made the announcement over the boat, because this girl, she was on board, and she says that they told her that she jumped. So I'm just assuming that. I don't know.
She fell the equivalent of like 14 floors.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Pretty That's crazy awful. Story, yep. huh?
It is.
All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. When we come back, Botox talk. Jamie says it's going to be killer, man. Botox talk.
It's going to be killer for sure.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, by the way, just quickly here, the Nuggets kick off the season tonight at Bowl Arena.
Do the Avs play today?
Yeah, they play tonight in Utah.
Yeah, they're on the road.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I got a little insight into your life.
What do you mean?
So
let me explain my phone first of all. Okay. If my wife calls the studio, I have to answer it on a speakerphone.
Yeah.
My ear part doesn't work. And I've not gone and, you know, go to T-Mobile and try to work it out and get me a new phone, whatever. I've not done anything. So I have to answer on the speakerphone.
We all have to hear it.
Yeah, everybody gets.
And he doesn't walk out of the studio to take a call. He just sits there. Bah, bah,
only
bah.
Had like a minute left in that Too Sweet song.
Well, anyway, here's what she doesn't care about your stories. That's
no,
why you tell
at
it
all.
At all.
She was like, oh my God, no way, what did you do?
So BJ makes sure now I know, like when his back hurts or all that, and when he goes over the top about, oh, this hurt, it's because your wife does not care.
And that's why I love you guys. That's why I love you, the audience, because you care. You care about my stories. You care that I almost got killed this morning in my driveway.
Because I always think to myself when I drive home, why does he go over the top about how sick he is all the time and, oh, his back and everything hurts? I'm like, at some point, like, it's got to exhaust himself how much he does it.
Yeah, aches and pains is what I complain about. Yeah. I don't ever get sick, but I do get aches and pains.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot. And we so hear about it a lot.
Yeah, nobody cares at home.
Yeah.
they've got their own.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really hard to overcome.
But now I've learned why you bring it here so much.
Yeah. And I love you guys.
Yeah.
Because you will listen and you'll pretend you care.
Yeah.
You, the audience, you text, you pretend you care.
Yeah. I'll Google stuff for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. I try to find
Jamie
out what
help
your,
you out.
What your
Jamie
disease
even
is.
Gave me medication yesterday just to ease the pain.
Exactly. Yep. So. I was thinking about that prescription drug I gave you yesterday. I gave BJ some Zofran.
That's prescription?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that before I took it?
Well, what does it
matter?
Something
crazy.
Yeah, it's just Zofran.
It's not a narcotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, I mean,
it's just
prescription
for your stomach.
To me is a whole different level than, you know, over the counter.
Well, that's why I was laughing. So the doctor gave my friend Zofran. My friend gave my neighbor the Zofran, and then my neighbor gave me some of that split of the Zofran, and then I gave you another split of that Zofran.
So it's just making the rounds.
I was like,
one prescription.
Yeah, this is how drugs work.
What are you, in a cartel neighborhood?
Yeah, because I didn't have a prescription for that, and obviously you didn't either, and neither did my neighbor.
And now your friend has to go back to her doctor and be like, I need more.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I didn't know you needed one.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's even worse.
It went through five hands.
It didn't work, though.
Oh, it works great. Is amazing.
All right, let's get to your Botox, okay?
Well, this is just funny. So like I said yesterday, after I got Botox and stuff, we all met out for lunch. By the way, there's nothing like meeting out for lunch when your face is swollen, you have bruises all over it, and like bumps, like a cartoon character from the injection sites, right? Yeah. So everybody's like, do you want to go to lunch? Here's me. You guys, I just had my face injected with like 80 freaking, you know, sticks.
Yeah.
But I'll put on some sunglasses, I'll put on a hat, and I'll meet you guys out. Anyway, so we all met, and then other people start joining us, people that we know that are also men and whatever. And so it was just really fun. But I cannot believe how many of you women lie or hide from your husbands that you get Botox or fillers. It's insane. I can't even believe
That's a thing?
It is a true thing.
Why would you hide it?
Because you don't want your husband to think that you get any procedures, number one. Number
two, like the Ozempic stuff.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And number two, the cost, because it's very expensive.
The cost is crazy.
Yeah, the cost is really expensive. But so we had one guy there, and he goes, Oh my God, it was so funny. I'll call her Chrissy, even though, well, that's too close to somebody else. Betty, okay?
Betty.
And he goes, oh my gosh, it's so funny because we were out with a couple of our friends and Betty's friend let it slip that Betty just had injections. And he said, I stopped and I go, wait, you get Botox? And then all of a sudden, Betty's friend is trying to go, oh, no, 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 no. I meant Samantha. Samantha got it, not Betty. And Betty's just staring at me, and I know she's guilty. And he's like, I don't know why this is a thing, why you don't tell me. Because Betty makes her own money, by the way. But he's like, what? Why? And she's like, it's just something personal you don't need to know about. And it's like,
you know, wow. I think I'd want to know.
Yeah.
If Lisa got it, I think I'd want to know.
She probably does get it.
Not that I would want to know because it'd be like, why are you doing that? Why are you spending the money? Nothing like that. It would just be like, I'd be curious.
She probably does get it. You don't know. Because then I surveyed the girls. So I have 7 girls there, right? 5 out of the 7, their husbands don't know.
That's crazy to me.
Isn't it crazy?
Bree's always been honest with me. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, hey, I got a Botox appointment today or whatever. And I do feel like she fubs the cost a little bit.
Yeah, probably.
Because I'm like, hold on. Is it? You're getting.
Yeah, because I got, yesterday I got Botox and I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got 8 little like sticks of filler right along my cheek line, and it was $1,600.
Isn't Bree young to get Botox?
No.
No, they start.
You get Botox in your 30s?
Oh, yeah, you start in your 20s.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah,
I started like
because
25.
Because they say the earlier you start, the less you'll need over time.
Yes.
That's their whole gimmick.
Their pitch.
But it's just interesting to me. Like, all you hubbies right now listening, your wife, if she can't move her forehead, you didn't even notice.
I have no idea. You're saying you think she might, but
yeah.
I've never heard.
Yeah, I bet she does. I
always hear about the hair appointment, but right. I don't hear about the
But hair, hair is not like something. I don't know what it is. It's, for some people, there is a shame about getting Botox and fillers. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And like you said, the Ozempic too.
I guess.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't bother me at all if I were told.
It's like getting your butt bleached.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some shame in that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to tell anyone that.
I go get the butt bleach, I tell the world. Because I want him to look. Check this out, man.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Tears for another day.
Going to be super, super windy today. 50 mile per hour winds expected later on this afternoon. Do not, whatever you do, don't fire up a flame of any nature.
You know, what's interesting is yesterday were my Facebook memories. I always look at them, you know, just to remember. One of them was the Grand Lake fire was around this time. Grand Lake was on fire.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then also one of them was there was a blizzard. In one of the years.
Really?
So one of the years we had a full-blown blizzard, and then one of the years, not too long ago, we had the Grand Lake fire. So
looking at the extended forecast, so it's going to be downright cold for Halloween.
Oh, is it? Well, yeah.
Mid-20s, they're saying.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Mid-20s.
Boy, that changed, didn't it? Because remember, we were all saying it was going to be warm. Well,
this is not me predicting, okay? I've said from the very beginning, from the beginning of last week.
Are you sure that's right?
Yeah.
Okay.
25 degrees.
The high
night
for that day is only going to be 53.
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
And then it drops down to like in the 20s at night. Yeah, it's pretty cold. Going to be pretty cold for your Halloween, which we're not even ready to go. I haven't gotten the candy. I haven't gotten anything.
You still have plenty of time.
Yeah.
You have a whole week.
Yeah. I got to get over to Costco. Get me one of those big bags, like a truckload of candy.
I was telling my friend about the honey. The Makuna Matata honey.
Manuka
honey.
Yeah.
She'd already heard of it.
She had?
Yeah. She's like, you don't know about Manuka honey. I was like, no. Oh, my God. And I have to tell you this one other story. Okay, really fast. So you know how right now everybody is getting stool samples?
No, I haven't heard that's a rage.
Like the commercial about the stool samples in the box, you can send it in, do it at home.
But mostly it's because of all these different recalls on food and stuff. So my friend
So that's a trend going on right
now? It's sweeping the nation.
A lot of stool samples.
Lots. Yeah.
Makes me not want to go to the mailbox.
No, it's not at the mailbox. You have to go to GI Doc.
Yeah. I thought they were mealing back their poop.
No. So anyway, so because of all these food recalls and stuff, people are getting sick, right? And so we're seeing more stool samples than ever before because people, like the McDonald's recall, the meat recalls, the, you know, all the stuff. And so people don't know what's wrong with them. They haven't known what's wrong with them. So they go to a GI doc, then they have to get the little kit, and then they poop in a cup, and then they give it back. My girlfriend just did it. She walked up to the counter. It's a lab. You take it to a lab. Okay. So you take it home, you, and then you take it and you put a lid on it and you put it in a little paper bag. She handed it to them and she said, I had corn.
Oh my God. That's actually awesome.
Really?
I go, what? I thought, no, on the Bible. BJ, let me hear me out. On the Bible.
Right.
So I go, and I'm laughing. We're all laughing because we think it's hilarious, right? Because what a funny joke.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God. And she goes, no, I literally had corn. We did a barbecue and I had corn. And I was so humiliated. I wanted her to know up front that I had had corn.
You're going to see some corn.
And I go, I don't think the receptionist needs to know that you had corn.
I think she will know anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. She's like, but what was I supposed to do? Because it's going to show up. And I'm like, nobody needs to know.
Yeah, we all have corn. We get it.
Oh, boy.
So funny. And she's like, she's in a panic mode. Like, she thought she did the right thing. I go, first of all, the receptionist has nothing to do with your little brown sack, right? She's just the receptionist. She doesn't do the lab stuff. So I go, did she laugh? And she goes, no. She just looked at me and said, okay, thank you.
Well, it's all about the day's work for her.
I know, but I don't think people describe it when they drop it off.
No, I don't think so either. I would.
That's probably a first.
I wouldn't even look them in the eye when I drop it off.
I know.
Let alone talk
to them. I would have someone else go in for me.
Yeah. I'd use like one of those extension grabbers that old people use. You know, to pick up a magazine.
Yeah, right. That's what I'd use.
Hey, speaking of recalls on the food and stuff and the samples.
Yes.
This McDonald's thing. I'm confused on this thing, man. This thing has got a lot of holes in it. Because now they're saying only 20% or 15% of McDonald's have stopped serving the burger.
Okay.
The other 85% still serve the quarter pounder nationwide.
Weird.
The Onion people came out yesterday and they kind of said, hey, don't drag us into this.
Oh, really?
You know, I mean, until you have proof it's Onions, don't be knocking the Onion industry, okay? So now they've backed off and they think it's the patty.
What?
Yeah, that's the news this morning, Jamie.
That's great. I believe you. Listen, I was just like, how did they go from, oh, never mind, the Onion people are mad.
New fears, McDonald's E. coli outbreak linked to beef as chain pulls quarter pounder from a fifth of their U.S. stores.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of weird, though?
Well, I still say it's weird that they knew about it in September.
I agree with you.
I mean, that's what's bothered me.
Yeah. Wouldn't you pull all the beef patties?
Yeah, that's what I would
from
think.
From every single store?
And now they're saying here in Colorado that the death of this E. coli, and if it happened, I mean, that's terrible. Terrible that somebody died. But they're saying in Mesa County, but they can't identify the person.
Really?
No, they haven't identified the person that actually died.
Well, they haven't named him. They know who he is.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming somebody, or somebody, doctors, whatever, but they won't name the person. They're saying it was in Mesa County.
Gotcha. So. And I guess he had underlying conditions,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and he was older. So,
like, really older?
They didn't say. Yeah.
I don't know. There's just a lot of holes here.
It's not even a recall. It's like kind of a wishy-washy thing.
No, and they were posting a people yesterday. Now, I don't know what state they were in, but there were people posting yesterday that they actually went in and bought the quarter pounder yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's just a bizarre story.
We don't have it available in Colorado, right? It's all gone.
I don't think so because there was a news article that I was reading, and actually someone here in Denver went to a McDonald's yesterday, and they actually stopped themselves because they heard about this recall. But they said that when they went into the McDonald's, they didn't have signage up, nothing. Nothing about this outbreak or anything, like warning people.
But could they order a quarter pounder?
They didn't say. They said they just left.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it
but
seemed
you
like
you think there would be a sign up or something.
Yeah, something
due to the recent E. coli.
No, you really think they're not going to put up signs about E. coli in a burger place? They're going to be like, look away. You know,
down in Florida, when we went down there for vacation, they had signs all over the place in their grocery stores. They have Publix down there. When they when we went into the Publix everywhere for Boar's Head meat.
Oh,
that they had an outbreak.
Huh.
Yeah.
Even our place here, they never had any signs.
Yeah, I think it was mainly in Florida, though.
Well, I was there, too, at the same time. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, they had signs all over the place about the Boar's Head meat and the outbreak that they had. I don't know. Just some of the stuff's very strange. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next here on the program. Remember, it's going to be super windy later on this afternoon. No fires.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh boy, I just went on our little subdivision page. We got a big fat ass bear.
Oh, he's
fat.
Bears are about to be caught off guard next week when it turns cold.
Yeah, you're right.
Because they've been walking around going, doo, 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 doo,
yeah.
Oh, let's find some food. And not hibernating. And then next week when it hits 20 degrees, they'll be like, what the hell happened?
Look at my bear.
Oh, he's a nice one. He is plump. Yeah.
It's show and tell in the studio. I know you guys can't see, but there's a big fat bear in my neighborhood. He's right around the corner. That's right next to my house. Anyway, did you see the one in Steamboat? Was it Steamboat? That fat, fat bear.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. He's huge. No. He can barely even walk. Oh,
I didn't
he's
see
He's so fat. It's funny. Yeah, and then yesterday, I guess, bear number 299. The grizzly, one of the grizzlies that is in the bear Olympics, you know, for the fattest bear or whatever.
Yeah.
He was hit by a car yesterday.
I did see that.
Yeah, that was kind of sad. All right, who in here is doing the Dancing with the Stars challenge? Anyone?
I have not.
You haven't?
Nope.
BJ, have you and Lisa done it?
No.
No?
No. No, I didn't know about it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that's why we haven't done it. We don't watch Dancing with the Stars.
I don't either.
So,
but
so
it's just, it's gone viral. Yeah. You don't have to watch
it. But you watched it this week.
Yeah, but for 2 seconds, I didn't even see that movie.
Oh, you didn't see that movie?
No.
Oh,
no.
I thought maybe you saw it.
No, so it's gone viral. And so I guess during Dancing with the Stars, these two people, yes, hand up.
Shmadel, are you and Liz doing it? Oh.
Wow.
By the way, there's this other bit. Let me digress.
You know that was funny.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
was
no.
just a little.
He looked right at me and was like, "Oh, I just thought of a joke," and then raised his hand, threw that one out there.
I almost saved a video for you, but then I decided not to. So they interviewed this guy and girl, and they said, "Okay, both of you name five things when you know somebody's not into you." And I almost sent it to you, and I was like, he already knows. So they both said, when they don't text you in within the same 2 hours, if they don't text you back within the same 2 hours, ain't with no excuse. They just don't bother. They're not into you, right?
Yeah.
When they don't let you know or try to make plans with you, they're not into you.
Right.
When they don't ask you or just text you generally, like, hey, how was your day today?
Checking in on you.
They're not into you.
Yeah. Man.
When they don't go out of their way to let you know, hey, I'm open Friday at 3:00. We should do something and make the gesture towards you to get together some plans.
Yeah.
They're not into
now,
you.
I know it's a bummer for you to hear all this, Spadil, but hey, it could be worse. You could be married and they're not into you.
Oh, my God. I do got that going for me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I'm just saying, buddy. It could be worse.
Yeah, right?
I don't see where anybody's checked in on me yet.
Yeah, actually, I heard what happened. She didn't even care about your story. You almost died this morning, and she was like, yeah, but where'd you put the package?
Isn't that a crazy story, though?
It is a crazy story.
I've never had that happen. I walk out of my house. I'm in the garage. I'm waiting on the garage door to open. I always leave that way. And as the garage door starts to open, 2 feet.
So crazy.
And then it unveils a man standing
the
there.
The knees.
As the garage.
And then thighs.
Yeah.
And jeans. Then, yeah, jeans. And then his upper chest. And then all of a sudden, there's a man that goes, what did he say?
He goes, amigo.
Hello, amigo.
He goes, amigo. Yeah. Amigo. And I'm looking at him. And he's got on that, you know, work vest, the reflection vest.
Yeah.
And it turns out he's an Amazon driver.
Oh, my God.
Or a independent
courier. Yeah.
Courier, yeah. Yeah. But it scared me to death because the garage door goes up very slow.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, there's a guy standing here. I mean,
we're literally
3 feet apart.
Yeah. And this is at 4 a.m.
I would have literally stopped it from going up and put it all the way back down and then just hit in my house.
I almost shot it.
I know.
I couldn't stop it. You can't stop it once it goes.
Oh, you can't? You can double click it.
Yeah.
But if you're at the clicker, but I did it on my phone.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm standing there.
Gotcha.
On my phone.
Yeah, that was scary. So he tells his wife this. We have to hear it because he can't fix his phone. So everything's on speaker. But anyway, so he's telling her, and she literally doesn't even acknowledge him. She goes, so where'd you put the package? Yeah.
Somebody's using our dumpster. It's the neighbor.
By the way, I feel like Lugnut Paul took advantage of your dumpster.
Why?
He asked you if he could put a couple of things in there, and according to Lisa, he filled it up.
Yeah.
No, she's wrong. I helped. I know what he put in there.
Okay.
No, we're good. We're good.
I'm just saying, you know those friends that you have. You like give them this much, and then the next thing you know, you're like, I just said you could borrow the car for a day.
I think she just doesn't like sharing her dumpster. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You pay for it, and it kind of gets you, rubs you the wrong. Because I didn't say anything to her, so she had no idea where it came from.
Right.
She thought somebody had been pulling in there just dumping crap from the neighborhood.
I still feel like she thinks he took too much of his share.
Taking advantage, for sure.
But I like how you defended him. Oh, no, I saw those bookshelves in there. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to break them apart. Don't worry. And I'm going to rearrange things.
Yeah, who rearranges a dumpster?
I know. I
do. You actually do. You have to.
I know, but all that, you just told that guy simply you could borrow like some space. Now you have to get in there and break crap apart and also rearrange it. It's like,
I do.
Oh, my God. Don't ever let anybody use it again. That's a lot of work for you. You know?
Well, this will be like the third time I've rearranged it, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh, weird.
So, yeah.
Okay, so going back to what I started, which was Dancing with the Stars Challenge, there was this couple, and she lays on the floor. She puts just one foot up against the side of his foot. He reaches down and pulls her up slowly. So couples are trying this all across the world, and nobody can seem to do it. It is a disaster. One couple, well, he unfortunately... I mean, you take her leg.
Yeah.
Take her other leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, she puts one leg against your foot, and then you take her other leg and you pull her up. And one, he dislocated her ankle.
Oh. I could see that happening. Yeah. I could see the guy pulling on her.
Yeah.
You know, throwing out his back.
Yeah. But she dislocated it because you're pulling on her ankle, and it went...
Oh. It's a really difficult move.
It is.
It's not easy.
Yeah. So anyway, just so you know, it's Sweep of the Nation. You'll probably see it. Jimmy John's has come out with the most fabulous sandwich on the planet, and people are loving it. So they take their gigantic pickle, you know, that big pickle they have at Jimmy John's.
Yeah.
They kind of hollow it out, and then they stuff it full of meat and your favorite topping, and then you close it up and you eat it like a sandwich.
Get out of here.
It sounds good.
Yeah. We talked about that dude in New York, right?
Yeah, we sure did, but now Jimmy John's is actually doing
it. Off.
Yeah.
You know what I hate that they do, though, over at Jimmy John's? I go over there quite a bit because Frog loves Jimmy John's sandwiches. I hate when they hollow out your bread.
Oh, they do that?
Yeah. They hollow out the middle of your bread. It's like, that's the best part.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, they take it out of there.
Man, damn them. Tell them not to.
I do.
Okay, good.
I do. They know when I come in not to hollow that sucker.
Jamie, you were talking about the bear that died. It was bear number 399. She was a female. She was not in the Bear Olympics. She was in a documentary made about her. She was responsible for saving grizzlies from extinction in Yellowstone by giving birth to a lot of cubs.
Man, we got a bear expert out there.
I like Bear Olympics better. She's part of the Bear Olympics. Come on, that's funny.
Yeah, it's funnier. I agree.
Why so serious? Just go with Bear Olympics. Yeah. She was in the Bear Olympics and she was hit by a car. Come on, that's funny. Not the car part. Anyway, so then finally for Jason Kelce, he wants to set the record straight that he was not sleeping during Taylor Swift's concert in Miami. And I actually believe him. I actually do believe him. Here is Jason Kelce. He took his wife. He took his two little girls to Taylor's Eras Tour in Miami. Here's what he had to say.
You took a nap at the Eras Tour.
I did not take a nap.
What is that all about?
Travis, you know I didn't take a nap. I did not take a nap.
How are you? This show is absolutely electric. It's the greatest show that's ever been on stage, and you're over here falling asleep?
Standing, I'm holding Ellie. I feel like I'm kind of in a fishbowl. Like, everybody's staring at me. So I just sit down. I'm dancing with Ellie. Ellie goes over to Kylie. And then I'm just, sitting here, and I'm just, feeling it. And I'm like, oh. And I'm tapping my thigh, and I'm just, in the moment, listening to the song. And then all of a sudden I go on Twitter and I see this picture. And I'm like, dude, what the I'm not even sleeping. And I can prove it to you. There is evidence in this photo that I'm not sleeping.
You calling Bo Allen a liar?
Bo didn't say I was sleeping. Bo did not say I was sleeping. He just posted the picture. Oh, okay. He didn't say I was sleeping.
I thought you said you were sleeping.
No.
You were just feeling the groove, huh?
Jets Jake, zoom in on my right hand in post. Make sure that Travis sees this. My hand is hovering. You can't sleep with your hand hovering above your knee.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
It's impossible.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm not major pain. How am I going to? I can't sleep with my eyes open, much less with my hand hovering above my knee.
So I believe him because the picture he does show, his eyes are closed, but his hands are up off of his thighs because he said he was patting his leg. And I agree with him. You don't have your hand up hovering over your leg if you're asleep. I mean, there's just no way to hold it up in the air, right? No. So I do believe him. He was just going like this. He was just closing his eyes Stevie Wondering it like that. So I believe him. All right, there you go, Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.